Said, we'd like to have a bunch of two to eat. And said, I'll get you some. Said, y'all come on. So we got in the car and pulled out, and he ran around there about a quarter mile to where there was eatable. And he told him, says, now, I said, I'll give y'all something to eat. Said, these is good. Said, they're good and sweet to eat. No. But them others were sort of sour. They were what they used to make wine out of. He was pretty nice. He was a pretty nice guy.
He must have been to do that.
Well, yeah, he was. Well, my brother-in-law and my three sisters, our wives, and sister lives with Bebe. Mm-hmm. We was always, she didn't much want. She liked the grapes all up. She didn't like the wine.
Uh-huh. Now, if you came in the kitchen and something was cooking, and it really made a good impression on your nose, you might go, just
smells good.
And if you wanted somebody else to take the whiff of it, you'd say, why don't you come in here and smell? Come in and get a whiff of this, or get a smell of it, or
mm-hmm. taste of it. No, you wouldn't get a taste of it. You get a whiff of it. Mm-hmm. You get a whiff of it.
Oh, what would they put on their pancakes in the morning?
Well, it would be more like some kind of a syrup, you know. And in them days, they had all kinds of jellies, you know that. If they, those elder people had, they had more jellies than we have now. They have factory jellies now, but they had homemade jellies then. And of course, they had plenty of honey and but they don't have what we call a flapjack, lashes or things that you can buy now. I always sort of like a fur rabbit. You know, on my pancake, that tastes pretty good on a pancake. Most anything's all right, but them days they had all kinds of jellies and all kinds of preserves that they used on that.
Well, which would be thicker, molasses or syrup?
Well, I tell you, molasses is supposed to be the thickest. Although the Cairo molasses will run, but the regular saga molasses is supposed to be more or less a thicker molasses, and they will go to sugar if you cook them too much. Mm-hmm. But your syrup is not supposed to be that thick. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to use a thin syrup on your pancakes, but you can use other things.
If something, like you were talking about this sugar and things coming in barrels, now if the storekeeper bought it, like when he's buying it, did they say he was buying it in?
He just buying in barrels. He wouldn't buy it. He'd be buying in carload lots. He'd be buying.
Would they say in quantity or in?
Well, he'd be buying. But he'd be if he's long as he'd be buying in bulk. And if you buy anything bulk, you'd be more than that. Be buying it in a loose book, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
And if it was in a barrel, it would be. More corn in a sealed up container, and
I
it would
see.
Be in a barrel.
I see.
It
uh-huh.
wouldn't be in a quantity, and if you were buying like a load of wheat, well, you'd in a book, well, it would be all loose. It'd be booky. But if it wasn't booky, it'd be probably be sacked up. You'd be buying in sacks, or you'd be buying in barrels or something. Most all foreign. Stuff is sent in barrels. A long time ago, it was all shipped in barrels. It was sold everything in barrels. But it finally got to sugar, 100 pounds, like sugar, you know, and it was in quantities. That was a quantity that, but they didn't have all that fancy stuff that we have now.
And what would they have on the table to season your food with?
Well,
if they had any shakers on the table, they'd have.
Well, I don't think that there's too much in shaking, too much of that, because we just had bulk salt.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they had somewhere or another, probably mostly the mothers would always go ahead and season the stuff, and that's where they had it, just like she seasoned it. Because not that I ever remember having any kind of salt shakers and things, but they come in.